What is Salesforce motivation? That's what you want to know. That's what we're going to share on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, it's Dave Lorenzo, and this is the show that takes you inside business strategy. We share all the insider business secrets with you, and today we're answering the question, what is Salesforce motivation? You want to know how to get your sales team to do exactly what they're supposed to do, how to sell lots of stuff, how to connect with lots of clients. And today, I'm going to give you the 5 steps to do exactly that. And then at the end of our time together today, I am going to share with you a secret to success when it comes to motivating your sales force. You're not going to want to miss this key secret. So stay with me all the way to the end of the video. That's when I'll reveal the secret to success with Salesforce motivation. Okay, let's dive right into the content and talk about what is Salesforce motivation. The first element of Salesforce motivation is WIFM. That's right, you heard me correctly, WIFM. Now, you may have heard a legendary sales trainer, Zig Ziglar, talk about the radio station WIIFM. That was his way of saying that people do what's in their own best interest, because that acronym stands for what's in it for me. What's in it for me? And this is critical whenever you're conducting a meeting of your sales team and you want them to do something, especially something specific that will benefit the company. You gotta share what's in it for them. Always remind them about the commission they're going to make. Always help them see the easiest way to get to the commission, the easiest way to close the deal, the easiest way to make more money, because people are motivated by fulfilling their own self-interest. We oftentimes here talk about external orientation and how important it is to help other people become successful so that you can be successful. Well, this applies to you as the leader of the sales team, to you as the sales manager. If you're concerned about Salesforce motivation, you need to make sure you demonstrate to your team what's in it for them. If you show them how they will win when the company wins, you're gonna get a lot more out of them. So step one, WIFM, what's in it for me? Answer that question whenever you have a request or a mandate or something that you wanna implement for your sales team. The second key to Salesforce motivation is winning. If you're hiring the right people for your sales team, they're highly competitive, they wanna win. A lot of them may have been athletes in their past, or they're just really fired up, highly energetic, highly focused people who love to be number one. You need to leverage this at every opportunity. Now, I must stress to you, in order to use winning as a Salesforce motivation tool, you have to hire the right people. You have to hire intensely competitive people. So when you're interviewing people, ask for specific examples of times when they persisted so that they could win. If they demonstrate this to you, then they're the right person for the job, and you can leverage winning as a key tool for Salesforce motivation. How do you do it? Well, there are 3 ways to leverage winning for Salesforce motivation. The first way to do it is by having the sales team compete against the main competitors in the market. When you can, encourage your sales team to steal business from the competition. Now, I use the word steal, but you're not doing anything illegal, immoral, or unethical. You're simply going out and doing a better job than your competitors. So what I want you to do is, for each member of your sales team, I want you to identify 5 targets in their territory that they can take away from a competitor and give them an incentive to do it. This incentive could be what we call a spiff in sales language, which is a little bonus for stealing that competitor. And you'll be amazed at how motivated, how fired up your sales team members are. The second way you can use winning for Salesforce motivation is by having your sales team compete against each other. So in the example I just gave you, any sales team member who is the king of the hill, is the top of the heap for the month in winning business from the competitors, gets a trophy, and they have to pass the trophy on to the person who wins the next month. What you'll find is people will compete like crazy to win that trophy. You can also pit them against each other by tracking, ranking, and publishing their results on a monthly basis. Tracking, ranking, and publishing results on a monthly basis gets the sales team members to compete with each other. The final way you can leverage winning as a Salesforce motivation tool is by getting the sales team members to compete with themselves. Get them to constantly better their best. Track their all-time best productivity and challenge each member of the sales team to do better than their best every single month. The third way you can motivate your sales team is by making them feel important. Recognition is critical to helping a sales team with their motivation. If you want to be the master of Salesforce motivation, you should recognize people who do what you want them to do, who exhibit the proper behavior. Even more importantly, you should recognize people who get the desired results. And then the third way you should recognize people on your sales team is when they share best practices and help one another become successful. So making people feel important through recognition by mentioning them in a weekly meeting, including them in your monthly or weekly newsletter, and sharing their name and their achievements in front of an all-company distribution list or an all-company rally or gathering, doing it so that they are recognized when they exhibit the behavior you want, they're recognized when they get the results you want, or they're recognized when they share best practices. Making them feel important through recognition for doing those things is essential for Salesforce motivation. The fourth way you can motivate your sales team is with money. Look, we all work to make our lives better, and money is a tool to do that. So do not kid around, do not fool yourself. Your sales team is motivated by money. You can offer financial incentives to achieve goals. You can offer bonuses to win new clients. You can offer King of the Hill recognition and financial rewards. Money is a fantastic motivating factor. Anytime you can attach money to an objective, you're always going to get better results, and it's a great way to motivate your sales team. The fifth way you can motivate your sales team is by allowing them to have an impact on the community, on the industry, or on society as a whole. Many people are motivated by causes that are bigger than themselves, like a charitable organization, or climate change, or helping people in need. If you find that your team is motivated through these philanthropic or charitable causes, you can encourage all of them to have an impact. And what you can tell them is, for every new client you sign up, the company is going to donate $1,000 to XYZ Children's Hospital, or the homeless shelter, or the Better the Environment Society. If you can get your sales team to achieve the company goals while having an impact on something that's important to them, it is a phenomenal win-win, and it's great for the community, great for society, great for your industry, and also great for your company. All right, so I shared with you the five things that are critical, that are essential to Salesforce motivation. Now it comes time in our show when I'm going to share with you the secret to success. And if you want to be highly successful with Salesforce motivation, here's the secret. Are you ready? Follow a system and have recognition and rewards built into that system. Now you're confused, or you don't want to do the work to develop a system yourself, no problem. I've got the system for you. Here's what you need to do. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. You'll see that link in the description right below the phrase that says free gift from Dave. That's my system. You can have it. And at the back of the workbook that's in there that you're going to download by entering your contact information, you can customize that system for you and your company. When you implement this system, you can install recognition and rewards at each of the 7 points along the system. You'll sell more, your team will be more productive, they will know what to expect from you, and they'll be highly motivated as a result. The secret to success in Salesforce motivation is to consistently apply a system, let people know what to expect, reward them, recognize them all along the way, and you will be successful. Want more on Salesforce motivation? All you need to do is scroll down in this video. You'll see right below me now, there's another video on Salesforce motivation. Click that, and I'll see you in the next video.